Last week we mentioned the halacha of Rabba. The Gemara in Daf Samadvav and Merala quotes Rabba's din that shinui is kona, that a gazlan can be kona the chepetz hagazel b'shinui. And that Rabba says is a davar poshut. It's k'siva utnina. It's a din daraisa. Ve'ishiv esakdeh ha-shagazel, matam alam ha-shagazel, and ke'en shagazel yasiv, and lav damim v'alam v'ayishlum. So if the chepetz is not ke'en shagazel, if it's nishtane, so then the gazlan is kona, and he only is chayav to pay damim back to the nigzal. And we discussed, does that apply to a shinui dimimela, or only a shinui biyadayim, machlokas Rashi and some other Rishonim. We talked about what that might be based on. But the Gemara continues Rabba's statement. Shinui is really just a, you know, it's just a starting point to really talk about Yush. Yush, ami rabbana de nikni, miu, lo yadina ni deraisi id rabbana. By shinui, everyone holds that that's deraisi, that's a pasuk. But Zogd Rabba, Yush is also kona. But we don't know, is that a kinyan daraisa or a kinyan darabana? It's a suffix. Idaraisa, midi dahava motzi aveda. Maybe you should be kona min atorah by gezel, just like aveda. Motzi aveda lav kevin de miyayish mora mino, mikami de teis liyode koni lei. Hainami kevin de miyayish mora koni lei, alma koni. When a person loses an aveda, if he's misyayish from the aveda, and then the motzi aveda picks it up, so the motzi aveda is kona. So similarly, says Rabba, maybe Minatora, you should be kona for Gezel also, should be kona for the Gazlan. That once the owner is Nisiyaj, then he should be able to be kona. Odilma, lodam yila Aveda. Aveda hu duchi asoy liyode behetera asoy liyode. Aval hai kevin bisura asoy liyode midirabonon hu daom rabonon nikni midneta konas ashovet. Or what should you say? That maybe Gezel is different? Here it's bisura asoy liyode. It came to his hands beisr. So therefore, maybe you shouldn't be able to be konim in a Torah, biyush. Maybe it's a takana de rabbanan that you should be konim. Meaning everyone holds that you're konim, Rabba says. Everyone says you're konim biyush. The question is that a din d'araisa or is that only a din d'rabbanan? Is it a din d'araisa derived from aveda? That just like by aveda, the motzi aveda can be konim after the yush b'ayim, so too by gezel, the gazlan can be konim after the yush b'ayim. So should we say, no, aveda is b'heterah asal liyodeh, that the chepetz came into his hands b'heter? The Bailam were Messiahish before the Motzi Aveda picked it up, as opposed to Gezel, it was also Liyadi B'Yisura. So since it's also Liyadi B'Yisura, maybe the Yush is not going to be able to be Konim in Atar for the Gazlan. It's only a Dinder Abonim that it's Konim. The Meitar Konas HaShovin, Chazal didn't want it to be difficult for people who want to do Tshuva. If the Gazlan wants to do Tshuva, they wanted to give him the option. If he's going to have to return the object, if he's not going to be Konim the object, he's not going to do Tshuva. So now that they say Midar Abonim, it's Konim, then he will do Tshuva. He'll do tshuva and he'll pay for the object because he doesn't have to return the object. So that's the suffix that Rabbi has. Rav Yosef amar yush ena kona afilu midrabbanan. Rav Yosef responds to Rabbi. He says, no, it's not kona bechlav, not the raisa, not the rabbanan. There's no kinyan for yush. Yush is not going to enable the gazlan to be kona. That's the machlokas in the Gemara. Rav Yosef says that yush is not kona even midrabbanan, and Rabbi says it's definitely kona. The question is whether it's the raisa or is it the rabbanan. What's the suffix? The suffix is, do we learn Gezel from Aveda? Do we say, no, Aveda is different, it's Meteras Liyode, Gezel is Bisuras Liyode, therefore it's not going to be Konan at the Raisa level, Midrabbanan, it's going to be Konan, Ibn Takanas Hashon. Says Rashi, what's Pshat in the Gemara? Yush, Shenisyashu Abaylim, Omer Rabbanan de Nikni, Vidayo im Mishalim Dom. Rashi says, what's the suffix of Rabba? Right? What's the suffix of Rabba? The suffix of Rabbah is that the Chachamim claim that if the Bailam is Yaish, then definitely a person is going to be Kona. Vidayo im Mishalim Damim. It's enough if he pays Dam. So the suffix is that a Kenyan Darais or is it a Kenyan Drabbanim? Why does Rashi mention the idea that you have to pay Damim? Who cares whether you have to pay Damim? That's irrelevant to whether Yush is Kona. The first thing to discuss is Yush Kona? What the Gazlan has to do if Yush is Kona, that's a side point. Why does Rashi mention that in his definition of the Suffolk in the Gemara? That Rabbi says Yush is Kona. Now the question is it the Rice? Is it the Rabbana? What does it mean? Vos meintos Yush Kona? The Bailam is Yash. So the Chachamim say, Avada, it's Kona, and it's enough to pay Domim. What does paying Domim have to do with Yush being Kona? And it's not just this Rashi, but in the Hemshech of the Gemara, Rashi says this Nochamol, he says it again. The suffix of Rabbah is, should we learn Gezel from Aveda or not? So Motzi Aveda lav kevin miyayish leimora mikame detesi liyode konilo v'misyayishu bailam kodem shemetzo azeh konu. If the bailam misyayish first, So then he's going to be kohen. The Tanya Bela Metzius, Minayin LaAveda Sheshad Fanor. How do we know that an Aveda that was overrun by a flood? Hold in Nisyayishu Avarlam Shehimu Teres. How do we know that Aveda Sheshad Fanor, Avada, the Motse Aveda, is allowed to keep it because the Baalim was certainly Nisyayish? Tamalomar Shetova Mimenu, Shavuda Mimenu, Metzuya L'Shar B'nei Adam. If it's Avuda Mimenu, but other people can find it, so the Baalim are not Nisyayish yet, he doesn't know where it is, but other people can find it, so he's not Nisyayish, so then you can't be Kohen. Yatsu Sazu, but Aveda Sheshad Fanor, no one can get to it. Right? No one can get to it. There's a flood. So when there's a flood, no one can get to it. Once it's thrown on the banks of the river, right? Once the flood subsides, so then people can get to it. But in the midst of the flood, no one can get to it. So there, the Baalim are certainly misyayish from the chayfetz. And in such a situation where the Baalim are misyayish, then you can be kohen. Al makani, you see that by aveda sheshad v'nar, you can be kohen. As long as the Baalim are misyayish, you can be kohen. If you're going to learn Gezel from Aveda and say that Yush by Gezela also works, what does that mean? So says Rashi, if it's also liyadim mikame Yush, it comes into his hands before Yush, and then there's Yush, sagile bedamim, it's enough to pay back money. Nochamo Rashi says, if Yush is kona, that means that it's that the Gezlan only has to pay back damim. What does paying back damim have to do with Yush kona? Yush kona should mean he owns the chayfetz. He can be makdish the chayfetz. He can sell the chayfetz. He's the bailam of the chayfetz. Okay, he still has to pay damim. That's a zaitige issue. That's a side point. The fact is, the gazlan has two chiyuvim. He has a chiyuv hashava and he has a chiyuv tashlumin, as we described at great length. So even if the chiyuv hashava falls away, right, he's kona the object, so he still has a chiyuv tashlumin. Okay, shkoyach. That's an important point, but it's sort of irrelevant to whether Yush is Kona. Right? Yush is Kona, so that means that he's Kona the object. What does he have to do? Okay, that's an important point to consider. But that's not key to the discussion of whether Yush is Kona or not. Why does Rashi mention it twice in this context? That's kasha number one. But then the suffix of the Gemara is also a little bit difficult. What is this suffix? We keep on sort of glossing over the suffix. Let's try to analyze what the suffix really is. From the Lashon of the Gemara, it sounds like the suffix of the Gemara is, do we learn Yush of Gzela from Aveda? Just like Yush works by Aveda, so too by Gzela. Or do we say, no. Gzela is different. Aveda is Beheteira Sili Odei. The Aveda came into the hands of the Motzi Aveda, Beheter. What does it mean, Beheter? It came into his hand, Beheter, after the Bailim were Misyayish. So that's why the Motzi Aveda can be Kona. But by Gezel, it was Asili Odei Beisura. The Gazlan took it before the Yush Bailam. After the Gazlan stole it, then the Bailam are misyayish from the object. So because it's also the other Bisur, maybe Gezel should be different than Aveda. Now, the Loshon of the Gemara sounds like, well, should we learn Gezel from Aveda, just like Yush works by Aveda, works by Gezel, or should we say, no, Gezel is different? But Lechora, that suffix is, if that's the way to understand the suffix, it's a little difficult, because Aveda and Gezel are really the same. Right? What are you saying? You're saying, by Aveda, Aveda, the normal case is the Bailam lose the object. They're not Misyayish, right? The Bailam lose the object. They're Misyayish before the Motzi Aveda picks it up, and then the Motzi Aveda picks it up, right? Meaning, the normal case of Aveda is Beteras Liyode. Beteras Liyode. So it's not that we're learning, the suffix is, do we learn Gezel from Aveda or not? Right? Basically, the suffix is, do we say that Yush works only if it's Beteras Liyode? Or do we say that Yush works only that Yush doesn't work by Gezel because it's Bisuras Liyadeh? The suffix is not should we learn Aveda from Gzeil or not. The fact is by Aveda as well. If it would be Asa Liyadeh Beisura, he wouldn't be Kona either. Let's say the Baalim were talking not Misyayish. They lost the Aveda, but they didn't realize that they lost the Aveda. The Motzi Aveda picks it up, and the Baalim are Misyayish after the Motzi Aveda picks it up. Would he be Kona? No. Right? If it's Bisuras Liyadeh, even by Aveda, you wouldn't be Kona. So what kind of a suffix do we have in the Gemara here? Do we learn Gezel from Aveda or not? It's the same din by Aveda applies to Gezel. The same din of Gzela applies to Aveda too. If it's Bisura Saliyade, then even by Aveda you're not going to be Kona. Right? If the Bailim were not Misyayish until the Motzi Aveda picked it up, you're not going to be Kona the Aveda. So what's the suffix of the Gemara? Should we learn from Aveda? It's the same din. The din is that if you pick it up a heter, then you can be kona biyush. And if you pick it up a iser by aveda, you can't be kona biyush. So what's the suffix of the gemara? Should we learn gezel from aveda or not? That's the din by aveda too. That by teras liyode, you can be kona biyush. By suras liyode, you can't be kona biyush. What's the suffix of the gemara? So this question already Tosfos was sensitive to. Tosfos and Dir Masal Hocha. Hocha nami kevin de miyash. The Gemara itself says, when by Aveda you can't be Yush, that's if the Yush occurred before the Motzi Aveda picked it up. The Gemara mentions that point. Like it says in the Gemara above Metzia, we want to learn Yush of Gezel, even though it's Bisura Asaliyade, from Aveda where it's Beheter Asaliyade, the Stam case, to the Mitzia Nami, Nehi Shaloya Kona Le'inyan Zeth, Shaloya Tzorek Lahoshevu Le'ipote Le'gamri Ho Le'finis Chayav Asham. Albeit by Mitzia, by Aveda, he's not going to be Kona completely. If it's Bisura Asaliyade, he's not going to be Kona completely Le'inyan Zeth. That he'll be potter from anything, from paying, from returning the object, and from paying domin. Right? When if the Motzei Aveda picks it up after the Baal HaMisyayish, so then he's kona legami. Let's say the Motzei Aveda picked it up before the Baal HaMisyayish, it's be'isura seliyadei. What does Bisuras of the other mean? Tosus says, Shekfar Neschayev Vashava. He already has a Chiyev Vashava. Veheshev Esagzela Shagoza by Gezel. Hoshev Teshivim. Aveda is a Chiyev Vashava. Albeit, if you pick it up, Bisura, if you pick the Aveda up, Bisura, he's not going to be Kone Legami. What does it mean, Kone Legami? Kone so much so that he gets the object and he doesn't have a Chiyev Domin. Nothing. He doesn't have any Chiyuvim. That far, we're not going to go. But he would still be kone, even if it's bisuras liyade. If he picks the aveda up before the yush bailim, he would be kone. Le'inyan said that he doesn't have to return the object anymore. He only has to pay damim. That's what the gemara was assuming. Aveda, even if it's asa liyade bisura, the yush will work to be kone of the object, and now the motzi aveda only has to pay damim. K'mochem legabe gezel. In the previous, the old Svarim, Tosfos just says, Kemola Gabe Gezel. He's not comparing Aveda to Gezel. The whole Gemara is that we're learning Gezel from Aveda, right? So some of the Svarim add, Kemo Chain Legabe Gezel. Just like by Aveda, right? It starts like this. Aveda, if he picks it up after the Yush Bailim, then he's Kemo Legabe. But even if he picks it up before the Yush Bailim, it's Bisuras Liyadei. He'll still be kona le'inyan zeh, that he doesn't have to return the object. He only has to pay the money. So maybe I should learn gezel from aveda, that yush by gzela, even if it's bisuras liyadei, yush by gezel, even though it's naturally bisuras liyadei, of course, right? The gazlan picks it up before the yush by. Even though it's bisuras liyadei, maybe the gazlan will be kona. He's kona the object. Yeah, he's kona the object, and he only has to pay damim. Exactly what the Rashi says. Right? Maybe I should learn Gezel from Aveda, that even though Gezel is Bisuras Liyadei, Aveda Yush Taka works. And there are two levels. If it's Beheteras Liyadei, then Yush works completely. That's how the Gemara starts. Aveda, the owner is Misyayish before the Motzi Aveda picks it up. That's a pretty common case. Right? That's the standard case. So you can be kona the Aveda completely through Yush. And even if it's Bisuras Liyadei, you can still be kona the object, and you don't have to return the chayfetz anymore. So you can keep the Aveda, the guf Aveda, and you only have to pay damim for it. So maybe I should learn Gezel from Aveda, that Bisuras Liyadei, even though Gezel is always Bisuras Liyadei, the Gazan should be kona b'yush. He should be kona the object b'yush. Le'inyan said that he only has to pay dam. The fact that he only has to pay dam is very much a part of the definition of the kinyan. That he's kona the chayfetz and he only has to pay dam. That's what we're learning. Right? Gezel is similar to Aveda, even if the Aveda came into his hands, but Isser before the Yishbailim, he still will be Kona. He's Kona the Gufar Chetetz with the Yush. And he only has to return Domim. Exactly what the Rashi wrote, right? That he's Kona the Chetetz, even if it's Bisuras Liyode. So maybe by Gezel also, even though it's Bisuras Liyode, he should be Kona the Chetetz, and he should only have to pay Domim. So the Yush works Le'in in the Chetetz. Yush works Le'in in the Chetetz, at least. Or should we say no? Maybe Gezel is worse. Aveda, even if it's Bisuras Liyode, he'll be Kona the Chetetz, he only has to pay Domim. But by Gezel, since it was Asli Yadav Yisura, Pranis Chaya Bahashava, and he picked up the object, the Isser. Motzi Aveda didn't really pick up the object, he didn't do an Isser when he picked up the object. The thing is stolen. The question is, does he have to return it or not? But maybe Gezel is worse, says the Gemara. That's the suffix of Rabbah. Maybe Gezel is worse. That since Pranis Chaya Bahashava, and he picked it up at Isser Lo Sigzo. Maybe we could even add, there's a Svara that some of the Achronim have, that he caused the Yush of the Bailim. I'm not sure that you even need that. Right? He picked it up Lo Sigzo, and he even caused the Yush of the Bailim. So maybe that be Suras Liyodi, that Pranis Chaya Bahashava of the Gazlan is worse than Aveda. That's the suffix of him. Should we say that Gezel, even though it's Bisuras Liyadi, is no worse than Aveda, where even when it's Bisuras Liyadi, he'll still be Kona the Chayfet, and he'll only have to pay Domim? Or should we say Gezel, Bisuras Liyadi, is worse? It's worse than Aveda. If it's Bisuras Liyadi by Gezel, he won't be Kona Bichlal. He won't be Kona Bichlal? Right? He won't even be Kona the Chayfet. Once it's Kranes Chayy Bashovet, Bisuras Liyadi, he's not going to be Kona the Chayfet Bichlal. Min haTorah, but the Rabbanim will be Kona v'metakon asher shovim, but on a deraisa level he's not going to be Kona bichlal. Okay, that could be the suffix of Rabba, and that would explain Rashi's point. Rashi feels that the key issue over here is this split between the chayvets as opposed to domim. Aveda, even if it's bisuras liyode, he's Kona the chayvets, but he has to pay domim. That shows the difference. That shows what he's Kona, even if it's bisuras liyode. So the question is, do we learn Gezel from Aveda and say that even if Bisuras Liyadi by Gezel he'll be Kona the Chayfetz, he only has to return Domim? Or do we say that he's not even Kona the Chayfetz by Gezel at all if it's Bisuras Liyadi? Okay, this is point one in this questions. Okay. So it seems as though Rabbah has this suffix. Rabbah has the possibility that maybe by Gezel, since Bisuras Liyode, Yush is not going to be Kona min haTorah. The Tosfos comments, the next Tosfos, Kevin de Bisura Asi Liyode, Mikan Mashma She Yush Eino Kehefker Gomer. Seemingly innocuous statement, right? Tosfos says, it sounds from this Gemara in Bava Kama, right here, Bava Kama Samavav, that Yush is not like Hefker. Not like Hefker. Then Kain, if you labosa de Asi Liyode Bisura, Yucha Liknos min haHefker. Because if it's like Hefker, then even if it's Asli Yodi B'Yisura, once the Bailam are Mafker their object, the Gazan should be able to be Kona. If the Bailam are Mafker the object, so then the Chorah, the Gazan should be able to be Kona, if you were to tell me that Yush equals Hefker, Mamish. If Yush equals Hefker, so then why, if the Bailam is Yayish, even if it's B'Yisura Asli Yodi, the Gazan can't be Kona? You should be able to be Kona. What's the difference? Right? Lechora, the Bailam should be able to be Mafka the object. And the one who picks it up, the Gazlan, should be able to be Kona. So says Tosis, it must be that Yush is not like Hefka. If Yush is not like Hefka, that's why if Bisuras Liyode, everything is different. Hefka would remove a Chiyav Hashava. Right? If someone's Mafka an object, there's no Chiyav Hashava. It's not Naveda. He's Mafka the object. A person is allowed to be Makdish his object and to be Makna his object. So he can be Mafkir his object too. Once he's Mafkir the object, so then it's a free-for-all. Anyone can pick it up. Right? So there's no Chiyav Hashav if someone is Mafkir the object. No one would ever say, is it Din Hoshif Teshivim? There's no Hoshif Teshivim anymore. It's not Naveda, he was Mafkir the object. So even if a Gazlan steals the object, if we treat Yush like Hefker, So then once the Bailam are mafka the object, the Gazan should be able to be kone. Even if it's Bisur Asliyode, what does that matter? If the Bailam are mafka the object, then the Gazan should be able to be kone. Says Tosas, must be that Yush is not like Hefker. That's a very loaded statement. What's the Gemara and Gittin saying? There's a machlokas in the Gemara and Gittin whether mafkir avdo is yotzel acheres sorich get shicher or ain't sorich get shicher. Someone who owns an eved kanaini and he wants to be mafkir the eved kanaini. So what's the din? Is he yotzel acheres with the hefker alone or not? We know that if you give a get shicher to the eved kanaini, so then he's taki is yotzel acheres the same as an ishi. He could be megarish and ishi beget. You could be meshacher and eved kanaini with the shtar shicher. The Achronim point out, based on what some of the Rishonim say, the Ritva, and the Ramban and Kiddushin and Daf Tezvav and other Rishonim, that every Eved Kenani really has two different Kinyonim. Right? The owner has two Kinyonim in the Eved. He has what's called a Kinyon Mammon and a Kinyon Issa. Right? The Kinyon Mammon means that he has a Kinyon in the Eved to be Meshabed him, to make him work. And there's also a Kinyon Issa, that his Dinim are special. His dinim are different. Right? The Eved Kenani is muta b'shifcha k'nainis. He's chayv in mitzvahs ki'isha, but he's muta b'shifcha k'nainis. The Adon can include him in his Karban Pesach, right? There's a minui on the Karban Pesach for the Eved Kenani. There are dinim in the Eved Kenani, dinim be'issa v'heter, in mitzvahs, that relate to the Eved. And when you Meshachar the Eved, both of these Kinyonim fall away. Right? When an Eved Kenaini becomes Meshachar, he's a full-fledged Yisrael. He's full-fledged Yisrael. He's also B'Shechra Kenainis. He's Chayv Mitzvahs Ke'ish. Right? So there are Dinim in the Eved Kenaini that change as a result of the Shtar Shechra. The Shtar Shechra can do both. It can erase the Kinyon Mammon. The Eved no longer has to work for his Adon. And it can also change his status vis-a-vis Issa V'Hetin. What's it then if you Mafkir the Eved? So some hold that mafkir avdo yotzel lecheres ve'ein tzarech get shicher, and some hold no tzarech get shicher. The man damu says a mafkir avdo yotzel lecheres ve'tzarech get shicher holds that hefker relates to which kinyan of the eved kenaini, the kinyan mammon. Hefker normally is a mammonistic concept. You would think that hefker can erase the kinyan mammon of the eved kenaini, but the kinyan issa, the status of the eved vis-a-vis mitzvahs, issa v'hetes, that can't be affected by the hefker. Hefker is a mammonistic concept. So for that, you still need to get shicher. That's one shita. And some say no, that mafkir avdo yotzel lecheres ve'ein tzarech get shicher. That if you throw away the kinyan mammon, right, if you erase the kinyan mammon through the hefker, then the eved does not need a shtar shicher, he's completely free. How does that work? So some of the achronim explain, so that shita obviously is assuming that the kinyan iser and the eved kenaini comes from where? It stems from the kinyan mammon. The ikar is the kinyan mammon, but there's also a kinyan iser, but the kinyan iser is an extension of the kinyan mammon. So once you get rid of the kinyan mammon, then the Kenyan Issa falls away. That's the Chor, what that sheet is holding. That mafgir abdu yotzel lecheres vein tzarek et shichar, the Kenyan Issa in the Eved Kenaini stems from the Kenyan Mammon. So once you get rid of the Kenyan Mammon to the Hefkis, then the Kenyan Issa is going to fall away. So comes the Gemara Gittin and says, Nisya ashti meploni avdi. Let's say the person is not mafgir abdu. He's misyayish from his Eved. Misyayish from his Eved. According to the man, the Amr Mafkir Avdo Yotzel Lecheres Vein Tzarech Get Shicher, he wouldn't need to get shicher here either. So Frektai says, what do you see? Or you see from that Gemara and Gittin that Yush is the same as Hefker, because that's what the Gemara is saying. If he's saying this, Yashdi Meploni Avdi, Leman the Amr Mafkir Avdo Yotzel Lecheres Vein Tzarech Get Shicher, he doesn't need to get shicher. Obviously, Yush and Hefker have the same halacha. That's against what I just told you. Tosfos says, I told you that if you hold that Yush doesn't work if Yisur Rasliyadeh by Gezel, so obviously Yush must not be the same as Hefker, because if it were the same as Hefker, even Yisur Rasliyadeh should work. And yet, this Yashti Meploni Avdi, Gemara Gittin compares to Hefker, so what's going on? It says, tell us it's not a kash. Lo mishum b'chim isyayash harayu mafgiru. The Yush avi Hefker, and can afilu Rasliyadeh v'yisura, kemet shem Hefker zocha b'hen. Tosis just repeats what he said before. It can't be that Nisyashti mi ploni avdi is the same as Hifkarti ploni, right? Ani mafkir as avdi. Because if so, then even Asuliyadi bi Yisurit should work by Gezel. Yush should work by Gezel. The Gemara is just comparing Yush to Hefker. It's just like Ein L'Rabba Rishus Olav by Hefker, by Yush too, Ein L'Rabba Rishus Olav. They're not exactly the same, Hefker and Yush, says Taisus. But for the din of Nisiyashdimi, Ploni Avdi, Mafker Avdi, Yotzel L'Cheres, Ein Tzorek Et Shichur, they're the same, because the rule is that once the Odom doesn't have a Rishus on the Eved, so the Kinyan Mammon falls away. If the Kinyan Mammon falls away, then the Kinyan is going to fall away as well. It doesn't mean that Yush is namish the same as Hefker, says Taisus. My raya that Yush is not the same as Hefker is from the Gemara Baba Kama Samachal. The Gemara says that that maybe Yush shouldn't work by Gesel and not Torah because it's Bisur Asliyade. So that proves that Yush couldn't be the same as Hefker, because if it were Hefker, then even if it's Bisur Asliyade, it should still work. That's Taisus. Comes the Nesivus and says, what is Taisus saying? The Nesivus explains Taisus. Says, what is Taisus saying? If Yush isn't Hefker, so how exactly does it work? And the Sifa says that the Gemara Nedarim, Mishnah Nedarim, quotes the Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, how does Hefker itself work? We paskin like the Chachamim that the way Hefker works is that when a person is Mafker, is Nechasin, it's Yotze from the Rishus HaBailim immediately. It leaves the Rishus HaBailim, even before someone picks it up. So if the Bailim change their mind, they have to do a new Kenyan in the object. That's how we paskin. The Mishnah quotes Rabbi Yossi Shita is not that Hefker is Hefker works in the following way, that when the person is Mafker, it doesn't leave his Rishus at the Osi Rishus Zocha. Doesn't leave his Rishus until the Zocha actually picks it up. It's Mitla Tali Vakai, it's waiting for someone to pick it up. It still belongs to the Bailim. Rabbi Yossi holds that even after Hefker, the object still belongs to the Bailim. But if someone picks it up, then the other person is going to be Zocha. Let's say the Bailim were to change their mind. Rabbi Yossi would say, they don't have to be Chozer Zocha because the object always belonged to them. Ada Osi L'Shu Zocha, it still belongs to the Bailim. Comes in Nesivus and says, Tosis is telling us that Yush is like Hefker de Rabbi Yossi. Yush basically means that the Bailim give another individual the Rishus to pick up the object, but until they actually pick up the object, the Bailim still own the object. So the difference between Yush and Hefker, according to Tosis, is that Hefker, we paskin, leaves the Rishus HaBailim even before someone else picks it up. So if the Bailim change their mind, they have to do another Kenyan. But Yush is like Hefker de Rabbi Yossi. It doesn't leave the Rishus HaBailim before someone else picks it up. So if the Bailim were to change their mind, then they wouldn't have to do another Kenyan. And for the same reason, Tosfos solves that even if it's Bisura Asa L'Yadei, right, Hefker would still work. Yush has to be different. Right, Yush has to be different because if Yush were like Hefker, so then even if Bisura Asa L'Yadei, the Bailim should be able to be Mafker the object. If they're Mafker it, then it leaves their Rishus, there's no Chiyuv Hashavah. Yush somehow is different since Yush does not cut off the Bailim from the object. It's still Bershusam until someone else picks it up, so there's still a Chiyuv Hashavah. So because there's still a Chiyuv Hashavah, that's why the Gazlan is not going to be Konim. But if Hefker is motzi the chavetz from the Rishus HaBailim completely, then even if Bisura Asaliyadeh, that should erase the Chiyuv HaShavah, because now the Bailim don't own it anymore. That's why Tosfos says that Yush can't be the same as Hefker, because if it were the same as Hefker, then even if Bisura Asaliyadeh, then Yush should work. That's the Nesivus adding a little bit of a beer to Tosfos. Rashi and Gittin seems to disagree with Tosfos. Because Rashi, there on the Gemara and the Aflamites, Nisya Ashti mi ploni avdi. Rashi says Nisya Ashti loshon hefker. Nisya Ashti is a loshon hefker. Rashi clearly seems to assume that Yush is midin hefker, and it's not just in that sugya and gittin, but in Bava Metzia, when the Gemara Neila Metzias, Mishnayis Neila Metzias talk about different Metzias that you chayav lahachris, different Metzias that you get to keep. Right there at the beginning of the Mishnah, there on Bava Chavala from an Aleph. You find scattered fruits. Mos mefuzaros. So motzah peres mefuzaros, says Rashi, nisyashu abaylam ehen, kida omer begemara, vehefker hen. You don't have to be machriz peres mefuzaron or mos mefuzaros, because the bailam will misyash. We assume the bailam are going to be misyash from these objects. Vehefker hen, the hefker, so anyone can be zocha. Actually, both in Gittin and in Bava Metzia seems to us in the Hefker is mamish, that Yush is mamish the same as Hefker. Against us, he makes an equation between Yush and Hefker. So Lechora, Rashi's appeal. According to Rashi, Tosis Kasha, Tosis Rai from Asuga becomes a Kasha. How can Rashi learn that Yush is the same as Hefker? If that's the case, then why is Bisura Osaliyode a problem? Once the Balam and Messiah, if they're mafke, if we understand Yush should be the same as Hefker, so then the object leaves the Rishus of the Balam through the Hefker. There's no Chiyuv HaShava. If there's no Chiyuv HaShava, so then there shouldn't be a problem. The Gazan should be able to be Konin. Tosfos learned by Yisura, so the other means Shekhanis Chiyuv HaShava. Once it's a Chiyuv HaShava, it's like Zela Shagazal. So then Yush is not going to accomplish anything. But if Yush is Hefker, why shouldn't it accomplish? Hefker is Motzi the Chayvitz from the Rishus of Balam. So once the chayvus doesn't belong to the Baal, there is no chayv hashava, so then the Gazan should be able to be koni. Stach a pel, to pel. Rashi seems to assume that Yush is kahefker. That Yush is kahefker, how does he understand the Gemara here in Bava Kama? The Pnei Yoshua in Gittin asks another kasha on Rashi. He says, how can Rashi understand that Yush is kahefker? Gemara later on in Samach Peres points out that the Nigzal and the Gazlan can't be makdish the object. Rabbi Yochanan learns that God's avlon is yanshu abayim shem enem yecholam lahakdish zelafish enem shalom zelafish enem vishusa. We talked about this gemara, right? That after the gazlan steals the object, neither the nigzal nor the gazlan can be makdish this object or be mochel the object, because it's eino shel hagazlan, it's eino bershus hanigzal. It's not under the control of the nigzal, it's still shelo, but it's eino shel hagazlan. Eino shelo, eino shel hagazlan, and it's eino bershus hanigzal. It's not like a pikadam. Pikadam kolecha di yisei bershus ha-demari yisei. The shomer is holding on to the pikadam on behalf of the bailim, so it's still bershus ha-bailim. The mafkid can be makdish and be mocher a pikadon, even if it's not in his bayis, it's not in his physical home, because it's still b'shusa. It's certainly shalom, but it's still b'shusa. But gzeila is not b'shusa b'ilam, so even the nigzal can't be makdish the item. And the gazlan certainly can't be makdish here, because it's not shalom, it doesn't belong to him. It doesn't belong to him. So from that Gemara, it appears that the person can't be mafkir davashena b'shusa as well. He can't be makdish, he can't be mocher, can't be mafkir davashen evashuso either. How so? The Gemara talks about all the different shittas who hold that you can't be makdish and mocher davashen evashuso. Rabbi Yochanan has such a shita. Gemara says there are those who argue, that tsnuim argue against Rabbi Yochanan. And then the Gemara quotes Rabbi Dosa. There are different shittas over there. Rabbi Dosa's shita is that a person can be mafkir his nechasim. He can say that whatever the aniyim pick from the field should be leket shekhopay. Right? Anything that the aniyim pick, that should be leket shekhopay. There's a discussion in the Gemara. Does he have to say that before they pick it, or can he even say it after he picks it? But the Gemara has a shita. The Gemara assumes Rabbi Yochanan would hold that he would have to say that before they pick it. And he'll say in the future, whatever they pick should be hefkir. But he can't say it after they've picked it already, because it's not b'shusa anymore, and you can't be mafkir at avashen b'shusa. That's what the Gemara assumes, that if you take Rabbi Yochanan shita, then ain't adam makdish and mocher avashen b'shusa, you can't be mafkir at avashen b'shusa either. To frek the Pnei Yeshua, how can Rashi say that Yush is the same as hefker? How can Rashi say Yush is the same as hefker? And that when the Bailam of the Siyaesh from the Chayfetz HaGozel, it's like they're being mafkir the Chayfetz HaGozel. But the Chayfetz HaGozel is not Bershusa. No, it's not Bershusa Nigzal. So how does the Yush work B'chol? The Gemara Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph assumes Rabbi Yochanan holds that a person can't be mafkir the Vashena Bershusa. So how can Yush work on Gezel? Gezel by definition is Eino Bershusa Bailam, like the Gemara says. So how does the Yush work B'chol? Right, if Yush is like Efker, the Bailam can't be Mafker, Davashen B'Shusam, so how does Yush work? So there are two kashas against Rashi. First of all, how does he understand Agimar? That Yush doesn't work by Gezel, perhaps. There's one side in Rabbah, it shouldn't work by Gezel because it's Bisur Asliyadeh. If you assume that Yush is like Hefker, then even if it's Bisuras Leyada, it still should work, because the Hefker is Motzi L'Chemetz from the Rishus HaBailim. And once the Chemetz is Yotze from the Rishus HaBailim, then there's no Chiyav HaShavas. Even if it's Bisuras Leyada, it still should work. What's more, how does Yush work with Chalal? Since the Gezel is not Rishus HaBailim, and from the Gemara in Samach Tes, it's Mashma, that you can't be Mafker with Avashayna Bishuso. So how can the Bailim be Messiahish on Avashayna Bishuso? Stachapela against Rashi. That if Yush equals Hefka, then we don't understand these 2 points. Why is Bisuras Liyadi work? And how does Yush by Gezel work with Lala? If it's in a Bishuso, and a person can't be Mafker with Avashayna Bishuso, how does it work? Chora, the answer for Rashi is that we have to distinguish between two different inyonim. There are two different issues that you have to address. One is, what is the mechanism of Yush? How does it work? And what is the effect of a Yush? What's the nature of the Chalos Yush? There are two different issues here. One issue is, what is the mechanism of the Yush? The other is, what's the nature, what's the effect of the Yush? What's the gedder of the chalos yush? Right? What's the effect of the yush? What's the nature of the din? One is, how does it accomplish that effect? And the other is, what is the effect? Right? What's the nature of the din? These are two different issues that you have to address over here. Everyone agrees that in terms of the mechanism of the yush, it's different than hefker. Everyone has to agree to that. Even Rashi would agree to that. Hefker is like a haknah. It's basically a haknah. Haknah just means I'm giving my object to Yenin, to Reuven, to another person. Hefker means I'm giving my object to everyone. Right? Hefker is certainly like a haknah. I'm giving my object to everyone. Yush is not a haknah at all. Yush is really a siluk of the Das HaBailim. Right, Hefker is really like a haknah. Giving the object away, giving it away. But Yush is really more of a siluk. Siluk Das HaBailim. It's not that they're giving anything away. It's that they're giving up hope from getting the object back. But they're not giving anything away. They're just giving up hope. How does that work? How does a motzi aveda kona the aveda if the bailam are mistalek their das? The answer is that when the bailam are mistalek, when they're messiahish and they're mistalek from the aveda, that's what we call mashlim the shame of it. Rabbi Shechter said this over from the Rav. That what Yush does is it's really mashlim the shame of it. A chevetz ha'avod is mutter for a person to pick up. Because the Bailim lose their connection to the object once it's offered Lagamri from the Bailim. That's Aveda Sheshot V'Nor. Right? Once the Bailim, once the Chavetz is offered from the Bailim completely, then the connection between Bailim and Chavetz is completely severed. But the problem is, if the Bailim are not Messiahish on the object, they could technically get it back if they were to find it, so then their connection to the object is not severed. What the Yush does is it doesn't give over the object to anyone. No, it's not motzi l'chevetz m'rishus habayim. What it does is it's mistalik, the das habayim from the object, that's mashlim the shame avod, that completes the status of avod, that the chevetz now is avod legami from the bailim. Once the chevetz is avod legami from the bailim, so then the person who picks it up is allowed to keep it. That's the way it works. But it's not a hefker, really. Even Rashi would say that the mechanism of Yush is not a haknah. It's not a haknah. It's that the bailam are misalik daitam. They're not thinking about the object anymore. The fact that they're not thinking about the object, that's mashlim the shame of it, that completes the shame of it. And once it completes the shame of it, so therefore someone who picks it up can keep it. That's why the mokar for Yush and the mokar for Hefker are different. The Mishnah in Peah, the Sivus makes reference to this. The Mishnah in Peah says that Mishnah at the beginning of the sixth parak in Peah quotes Machlokes Beishami Beisila. Beishami holds Hefger Laniyim. Hefger is like Hefger. Hefger Laniyim Hefger. Beisila says that hefker is only hefker if you're mafker both for aniyim and ashir. Beishamai says if I'm mafker something for the aniyim, that's good enough. I say it should be hefker for the aniyim. The ashir shouldn't be able to pick it up. That's still called hefker. And Beisila says no, it's only hefker if you're mafker both for aniyim and ashir. Kishmita, like shmita. Says the Rav, the pasuk in Mishpatim says vashvias tishmetena unetashta. On shmita, you have to leave the fruits in the field for everyone. Unetashta teaches me that this netisha of shvius is like a netisha acheres, a different type of netisha where I forsake something, I leave it, I forsake it from my bailus. Which type of netisha is that? That's hefker. Shvius is like hefker, just like shvius, anyone can get it, aniyim and ashirim. So too hefker, anyone has to be able to get it according to Beis Hillel. That's learned from shmita. Regular hefker is learned from shmita. But Yish is not learned from Shemitah. Yish is learned from Asher Tova Mimenu Mitzasa, like Rashi has, or as Tosfos, the long Tosfos in the Maaseh Motzei, says Simla, right? The Pasuk mentions Simla by Aveda, Masimla Miyuchedah Sheyesh Lo Simonim V'yesh Lo Tovim. The Simla has Simonim, so if it has Simonim, then there's a Chiyah to give it back. But if it doesn't have Simonim, then there's no Chiyah to give it back. Why? Because the Balaam on Messiah is Shemit. The Mokka for Yish, the source for Yish, is not the same Pasuk as the source for Hefker. Hefker is learned from Shemitah. That's why Beis Hillel holds it has to be Hefker both for Aniyim and for Ashirim. Yish is not learned from Hefker, it's learned from other Pesukim. Why is it learned from a different Pasuk? Because the whole mechanism of the Yish is fundamentally different. Hefker is a Hakna, Yish is not a Hakna. It's really a Sila Gras HaBailin. The reason why by Aveda Yish works is because once the Bailin is Mistalik from the Chepetz, that's Mashlim the Shem of it, and that enables someone else to pick it up. But the question is, what is the effect of Yush? Does it have the same effect as Hefker? Right? Even though the way it achieves that effect is different, the mechanism is different, it can achieve the same effect as Hefker, or should we say no? If the mechanism is different, then the effect has to be different. So that's the Machlokas Rishonim. Tosfos holds that if the mechanism is different, then the effect has to be different as well. Hefker is Motzei the Chevetz from the Rishus HaBailim, that's because it's a Hakna. Yush is only misalik the das habayin from the chayfet. It's not motzi the chayfet and the rishus habayin completely. If the mechanism is different, then the effect has to be different, says Tosfos. And that's precisely why, if it's bisuras liyode, Yush is not going to work. Hefker would work, but Yush would not work. Even though the mechanism, because the mechanisms are different, so the effect has to be different. The reason why Hefker would work even if it's Bisuras Liyade is because the Bailin can be Makne something. And once they're Makne something to someone else, then it doesn't belong to them anymore. It doesn't belong to someone, to the Bailin anymore. So that's why it could work even if it's Bisuras Liyade. But Yush, the mechanism of Yush is totally different than Hefker. And the effect of Yush is totally different according to Tosfos. The object doesn't leave the Rishus HaBailin when there's Yush. So that's why Bisuras Liyadi is still going to be a problem. What does Rashi hold? Rashi says, I admit to you, Tosfos, that the mechanism of Yush is different than Hefker. And because the mechanism of Yush is different than Hefker, Yush can taka work even on a Darshan of Rishusa. The Kasha of the Pneyashu is not a Kasha. Because even Rashi, who says Yush is the same as Hefker, he never meant to say that the mechanism, the way that Yush works, is the same as Hefker. When the Gemara Daf Samech Tes says that Hefker can't work on a Davashen B'Shusa, that means that a Hakna can't work on a Davashen B'Shusa. Just like you can't be Makdish and you can't be Mocher, you can't be Makdish because Hefker is a Hakna. The mechanism of Hefker is a Hakna. It's not that the Balaam is Salik Daita. No, they're being Makne to the whole world, that anyone should be able to pick it up. They're Motzi the Chepetz from their Rishus. So if the mechanism of Hefker is fundamentally different than Yush, so we can understand. Bishlam by Hefker, maybe it can't be Mafker or Davishin Abishusa, because Hefker is like Hektish, it's like Mechira. It's Hakna. But Yush is not a Hakna. Yush is just a Siluk Das HaBailim. Siluk Das HaBailim, the Bailim are not thinking about the object that you can do, even if it's Abishusa. The whole Kasha of the Pneyashua never began. Because even though Rashi compares Yush to Hefker, he never meant to compare Yush to Hefker in the mechanism. The mechanism is fundamentally different. So the mechanism of Yush is not like Hefker. The mechanism of Yush is simply a seal of Das HaBailin. So then there's no kasha from Samach Tes. You can't be Mafkir Davashin Abishusa because Hefker is like a Hakna. And just like you can't be makdash a davashin b'shuso, you can't be mocher a davashin b'shuso, you can't be mafri a davashin b'shuso either. But yish is not a hakana. So if yish is not a hakana, then you can do yish, you can be mesiyish even on a davashin b'shuso. But Rashi holds, even though the mechanism of yish and hefker are different, but the effect of the yish and the hefker is the same. The effect is the same. How can the effect be the same if the mechanism is different? The answer is, Yush taka is motzi the chayfetz from the Rishus Abayim, according to Rashi. Yes, it's motzi the chayfetz from the Rishus Abayim. Nisya ashdi mi ploni avdi, the person is mamish motzi the eved from his Rishus. So if that's the case, so why does our Gemara seem to assume that if it's Misuras, the other Yush is not going to work? The answer is, how does the chayfetz leave the Rishus Abayim? If it's working through Hefker, the Abayim themselves are taking it out of the Rishus. But Yiyush, through the mechanism of Siluk Nasa Bailim, the Torah is Motzi Bechevetz from the Rishus Sabbath. This is what the Chazanish writes. Chazanish in Simen Yud Ches writes that even if Yiyush and Hefker have a different mechanism, but ultimately the effect of the Yiyush is the same as Hefker. Why is it the same? How does that work? If the Gavra is not being Motzi Bechevetz from his Rishus, so how by Yiyush can it be Yotzi from the Rishus Sabbath? The answer is the Torah is what's motzi from Rishus Abayim. Once the Balaam is salik gaita from the object, the Torah is motzi the object from the Rishus Abayim. And that explains why, according to Rashi, if it's Bisuras Liyo, the Yush is not going to help. Even though Yush fundamentally is the same as Hefka in terms of the Chalos Din, but the Torah is not going to allow Yush to work if it was Bisuras Liyo. The Torah puts a limitation on the effect of the Yush. Yes, the Chalos Yush should be the same as Hefker, but the Torah is not going to allow the Yush to work if it's Bisuras Liyodeh. That's why the Gemara says there is Bisuras Liyodeh, the Yush is not going to work. But Yush and Hefker are the same according to Rashi? Sure, Yush and Hefker are the same, not in terms of the mechanism is different. But the way that the Chalos and Yush is the same as Hefker is through the Torah. The Torah makes it that way. The Torah is motzi the object from the Rishus Abayim. Once the seal of Das Abaylam is mashlim the shame Ovud, Rashi claims that the Torah is moti the chayvus from the Rishus Abaylam completely. But the Torah will not allow that to happen. The Torah will not allow the chayvus to leave the Rishus Abaylam if it was Bisuras Liyodeh. So that explains why even if Yush is the same as Hefker, as Rashi writes, Bisuras Liyodeh is going to be different because the Torah does not allow the Yush to be moti the chayvus from the Rishus Abaylam completely if it's Bisuras Liyodeh. This idea that if the Torah is creating the chalos, that could change the whole din. So we find a precedent for this. With this, we'll close. The Gemara Bava Metzia has a very interesting halacha. Maybe some of you have seen it in Gittin. The Gemara says, "Hatofis lebalchol b'makom shechav la'acherim lo kam." Right? Tofis lebalchol b'makom shechav la'acherim. What does that mean? Let's say Reuven owes money to Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, right? And then Yisachar wants to be zocha on behalf of Reuven, so he grabs, right? He grabs money from the Lova. He's tofes lebalchov. He's tofes something. We talked a lot about tefisa, right? So he's tofes lebalchov from the Lova. The Lova has certain money. Right, he comes out of the bank with $100, and he owes $100 to three different people. So this individual is going to be toe-faced for one of them, so that he'll be able to get paid back. But it happens to be chav la'acherim. His tfisa is bad for someone else, because as a result of his being toe-faced for the first person, then the other bali chob are not going to be able to have the money. So zok the Gemara, toe-faced v'lachav malkam shechav la'acherim lo kon. You can't be toe-faced on behalf of someone else if it's going to be chav for other individuals. Comes Rashi in Bava Metzia and Daf Yud and says, this is only true if the Balchov did not make the Tofes into his Shliach. But if the Balchov said, I want you to be Tofes on my behalf. I know he's going to be walking out of the bank. I have to be in Shear then. Right? But your Shear is late. Your Shear is at night. My Shear is by day. Different times. Right? So you don't have to be in Shear then. So be Tofes for me then. So Rashi implies that if he made him a shliach, then Topis Lebalchov, even Bakam Shechav Lachem, is come. Says Tosus and Gittin, I don't understand what the difference is. Why does Rashi say like that? Tosus argues. He says, even if I sell Shliach, it doesn't change anything. Why? Because Tosus says, how does Zechia work? Zechia mitam Shlicha, says Tosus. That's a sugya unto itself. Right? But Tosus says, Zochin la'odam shloba fana. The fact that I can be Zocha on behalf of someone else, that's Zechia mitam Shlichas. Zechia mitam Shlichas. What does Zechia mitam Shlichas mean? He didn't make him a Shliach. Right, if I'm being zochin, I see a metzia in the street. Right, I see something lost in the street, and I say I want to pick this up for Noah. Right, I'm zochin for him. It works. How does it work? He didn't make me a shliach. I mean, he might be very happy that I did it for him, but how does the whole thing work? So the poshup shot is anan sadi the nichalei the tehevishluch, that there's an implicit meaning over here. That even though Noam didn't actually appoint me a shliach, but we assumed that he would like to appoint me a shliach. If he knew that I were picking it up for him, he would appoint me a shliach. And an implicit minui is enough. An implicit minui shlichus works. That's the chor what Tosus has in mind. Zechiyas mitam shlichus. So if zechiyas mitam shlichus, does it matter if he explicitly made him a shliach or if he implicitly made him a shliach? He's a shliach anyway. So what's Rashi saying? Obviously, it must be that whether he made him a shliach or didn't make him a shliach, it's not going to work anyway, right? Tovis b'vachal makam shlichav lachem. Lokana, whether he made him a shliach or didn't make him a shliach. It just doesn't work. But it's not going to be any different whether he made him a shliach or not, because Zechiyas mitam shlichus anyway. It's like a good kasha. Why is Rashi going to disagree? The Ketos HaChoshen in Simon Kulfei is a very famous piece. He says, Rashi just holds Zechiyas mitam shlichus is not what we just described. How does Zechiyas mitam shlichus work? It's not that there's an implicit meaning. No. There's Gzeiras HaKosov, the Gemara in Kedushin in the beginning of the second paragraph, different Makoros. Sukkim, how do we know that Zochin Ladim Shlomofon? So the Ketos explains, Rashi holds that from the Pasuk we learn that even though the person did not appoint the individual, the Zoch as a Shliach, the Torah allows him to be a Shliach of the individual. Torah appoints him. It's a Minui HaTorah. It's not an implicit Minui, there's a Minui HaTorah. If I come to be Zoch for someone else, the Torah appoints me a Shliach to be Zoch on behalf of that individual. Says the Ketos, that's why Rashi holds it's not going to work if it's Chav Lachem. Rashi says, if he made him a Shliach, so he's a full-fledged Shliach, of course he can be Zocha. Just like the Balchov himself can be Zocha, even though it's Chav Lachem, if he is Tofes from the Lover, it's going to be bad for someone else, but so what? He's allowed to be Tofes, it's his money. So too, if he makes someone a Shliach, Shlucha Shlana can also, the Shliach can be Tofes on his behalf also. But says Rashi, if it's only Zechia, if it's not an explicit shliach, he's only a zechia, that's not going to work if it's chav lachem. Because zochin ladam shlo b'fon of zechim itam shlichus means the Torah is memaneh m'shlech, the Torah points m'shlech. The Torah doesn't pick sides. The Torah is fair. So if it's chav lachem, the Torah doesn't allow him to be a shliach. So that's why Rashi uses, there's a difference between tovis b'vachol makam shlech chav lachem if he didn't make him a shliach, and tovis b'vachol makam shlech chav lachem if he didn't make him a shliach. So that is exactly the same principle that we're saying over here. The Chazon Ish learns that yiyush has the same effect as Hefkin. That it's Yotze from the Rishus HaBailim immediately. Yeah, but it's still not going to work if it's Bisura Asuliyode, because how does it leave the Rishus HaBailim? Since the mechanism of Yish is so fundamentally different than Hefkin, it's not a Hakno, it's just a Seal of Das HaBailim, how is it Yotze from the Rishus HaBailim? The Torah is Motzia from the Rishus HaBailim. If the Torah is Motzia from the Rishus HaBailim, then there are limitations on this chalos. Just like there's a limitation on the shlichus that the Torah makes in the case of Zechiah, the Torah says we're not going to allow a person to be the shliach, to be able to be zocha on behalf of one individual if it's chav la'acherim, so too the Torah puts a limitation on the din of Yush, that Yush is motzi the chavetz and the rishus habaylim, but not if it's bisura asa liyadim. If it's bisura asa liyadim, then the Torah says, look, it's the iser. You caused the Yush, and it's for Issus, so we're not going to allow the Chayfetz to be Yotzei from the Rishus HaBailim. So according to Rashi, you could still say that Yush really is the same as Hefken. But Rashi admits that the mechanism is different. Yush is not a Haknah, because it's not a Haknah. The only way that the effect is the same as Hefken is through the Torah, so therefore there's going to be a limitation, and if it's Misur HaSliyot, the Torah is not going to allow the Yush to be Yotzei from the Rishus HaBailim.